Hello, dear friends. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Plano, Texas, the United States of America. Once again, it's a beautiful Saturday. You know, I mean, the sun is shining. It's a little bit chilly, but not too chilly. Nice weather, like it. A little bit of sunshine came out here, so it's a beautiful day, you know. We're waiting for Tuesday. Tuesday is a big day here in the United States. It's a presidential election day. People have voted early. We have voted early. And then there'll be people now to vote on that final day, the 3rd of November 2020. Now, we're going to see who is going to be president. Although, you know, it seems to be leaning towards Joe Biden, according to the assessment and the polls, because Joe Biden has been leading in polls in most of the states. And Christians are praying for justice to be done upon this country. People are praying that the rightful person be elected to power. And so we shall see what happens on Tuesday. As prophets of God, me as a prophet of God, my inner witness is telling me that I think Joe Biden is going to be elected president. That's what I'm getting in my spirit. But friends, you know, God is in control of all things in the world. He is the one who is on top of the game. He knows what's happening in each and every country. I was very encouraged to see the re-election of President Bufimari, you know, of Tanzania. His name is kind of, you know, complicated there. Bukofuri. Anyway, he's a very strong Christian in Tanzania, and he has been re-elected. Even the president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, was congratulating him and saying, hey, you done a great work there in Tanzania. Now, these are big guns. Like, Yoweri Museveni has been in power for a long time, man. And I saw his video where he was doing press-ups in his house. And then he got his kids, grandkids also following and doing press-ups. That's something, you know. But anyway, presidency is appointed of God, mostly. But there are people who usurp the power, even if they are not appointed by God. Like I was saying with the teachings I gave yesterday as regards to Solomon. I do believe it was Absalom who was maybe opposing Solomon, but still the hand of the Lord came upon Solomon and he became king, even as the father decreed King David that his son Solomon, he told Bathsheba that he would take over from him in kingship and leadership. Well, today I'd like to share again on leadership. Today I'd like to share on the what I'm called the complex of anointed leadership. The complex of anointed leadership. Now, we see the story when we read there in 1 Samuel 24:5-7. We see that David, King Saul, had been in a cave, you see, because David was hiding in the caves of Adullam, the city of Adullam. There was this cave where David was hiding away from King Saul, because King Saul was after his life. But the scriptures do tell us that one day King Saul was in this cave, and there he was laying and hiding, actually pursuing David to try to kill him. But we are told in scripture that David went in this cave and tore off a piece from the garment or from the skirts of King Saul. And then he came out, and then he stood by a far off distance on a hill, and he said to him, "Why are you pursuing me when I've done nothing wrong to you?" So we can see from there that David was trying to make a confession that he had done nothing wrong at all to this man, King Saul, who was so jealous of David, because he knew that David was going to become king. So we pick it up there in the book of Samuel. I mean, in the scriptures, in 1 Samuel 24, verse 5 to 7. So it tells us there that as King Saul was there in this cave, like I said, David went by and he would have killed Saul, you see. But we come to discover that he just cut the piece from the skirt. You know, those kings wore those long skirts, the skirt of the king. And the Bible tells us that it smote him that he did that. The people, his men, told David that here was his chance to kill King Saul. But he wouldn't. Now, theologians have gone into study to find out the reason why David would not kill King Saul. When he had the chance to do it in that cave, when he had a chance at his hand to kill his arch enemy, but he did not. Well, theologians through the scripture searching have found out that David respected the anointing on this King Saul. He regarded him as a man of God. He regarded him as an anointed of God. See, before a king is placed into office, he's anointed with oil. Prophet Samuel had anointed Saul as king. Once that oil pours upon a king, he becomes what we might say holy or separated from the rest of the folk, the public, or the common people, as they say. He become now chosen, a chosen leader, anointed of God to do a specific work, in this case, as king over Israel. That anointing rested on him. Even though he misbehaved, he was still anointed. He was still God's chosen vessel. So theologians agree and say, well, David did not kill the king because of that anointing. He was afraid that King Saul was a king anointed of God, and he was his king too. And so he was to be subjective to this king, although the king was a wicked man who was after his life. This is a complex. That's why I call the complex of the anointing. You see, in a normal life, like here, you know, mostly in Africa, when a president does something funny and goes on, you know, on the, you know, age of his job, he mixes up things and does things that are not right. But sometimes just jealousy of his position, these soldiers go ahead and kill the president. You see what I'm saying? He's a chosen vessel of God. He's a chosen vessel because God appointed him to that office. They just go ahead and kill the person. It's wrong to do that. Now, when we look at it in the perspective of the church, we are very ready to stone leadership. You understand me? When a leader, a pastor, makes a mistake, my friend, people come like vultures to try and devour this leader. They forget about the anointing. They forget that this man is anointed, just similarly like King Saul, anointed of God. People don't care about a pastor being anointed of God. They'll tear him to shreds. They'll tear him to pieces and lock him up, whatever they'll do. That's why Apostle Paul was stoned and left for dead in Lystra, because nobody cared about the anointing upon his life, a chosen vessel of God. In actual fact, Jesus said, you shall have persecution in this world. People are going to hate you in this world. They'll persecute you, and they'll think when they kill you, they are doing the will of God. So you can see from here that we people of the cloth in the ministry, we tread sometimes dangerous grounds, in the sense that people sometimes forget that we are the anointed vessels of the living God of Israel. My friend, when a pastor makes a mistake or an error, don't go ahead tearing that man, because you know the anointing is upon them. And you know God can still move to protect them. It smote King David that he had even cut the piece off the skirt of this great man of God. King Saul. He said, you know, you were in the cave and you had a chance to take your life, but I did not. I saved your life. Why are you chasing after me? You know, why are you hunting after me when I've done no wrong to you? That's what he was saying on this hill where he stood and speaking to King Saul. I've done you no wrong, he said. But, you know, the Bible tells us that King Saul felt bad. He was convicted and he started kind of like repenting and calling David, my son, I'm sorry. And he also agreed that David was going to be the next king of Israel. But you know, my friends, the whole thing is complex of the anointing on leadership. When leadership has been anointed, it's very difficult for us to undo what God has done. Whenever we try to undo what God has done, we'll find ourselves fighting against God himself. Leadership is placed there by God. Pastors are placed there by God. Generally called people apostles of God is not man. That's why when we start to tear down leadership, tear down anointed men of God, we start looking at them as a piece of junk. You know what I'm saying? Like just common people, we have made a very big mistake. In our life, we shall be experiencing opposition. Sometimes finances disappear. We try to get a job, we cannot. Our business falls flat down. The reason is we have disrespected the anointed of the Lord in the house of God. Maybe we have done wrong to the pastoral leadership in a church. We put ourselves on a pedestal to control men of God, to step on them as being junk or being common. The Bible said, let no man call common the thing that God has anointed. You understand me? So, men of God, we are servants of the living God. The hand of the Lord is upon our lives, and we do what we do because God has chosen us to do what we do. So, you know, King Saul made a big error, but because of the anointing that was on his life, David could not kill him. So because of the anointing, my friend, respect leadership. If leadership goes in error, God himself will judge them. But you know where there is a ballot box that's here in the United States where there is democracy? The ballot box will remove a bad leader. You understand me? When people vote, the majority wins. And so those who vote for or against finally make the judgment to put somebody in office or to take them out of office. Well, my friend, this is the complex of the anointing. It's difficult to understand some of these things that God has done. All we gotta do is obey and walk the tightrope. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba signing off here in Plano, Texas, and telling you, respect the anointed of the Lord. God bless you, and bye-bye. You know, I'll be having a question and answer broadcast tomorrow at City Place on podcast. So if you want to take part in what I'm going to be doing, I'll be broadcasting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Dallas, Texas. So I challenge you and encourage you to be part of what God is doing. You can ask me any theological question as pertains to the church, as pertains to the Bible. And if it's within my range, I'll answer. So please keep praying for us and pray for the elections coming on. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit the elections coming on Tuesday. And we pray that the rightful person that you have anointed and picked will be chosen through the ballot box. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody said, amen. God bless you and bye-bye.